USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
If you don't need to be out, don't go out. And in this kind of situation, you don't need to go out. Stay off the streets. It's very dangerous.
The Category 2 hurricane is pounding the South Carolina coast with rain, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes. Fotis Doulos is facing new charges in the connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife. He was arrested at his home in Connecticut on Wednesday on tampering with evidence charges. Doulos spoke to reporters after being bailed out of jail.
It's an exhausting fight. I love my children. That's about it.
State police released the arrest warrant on Wednesday, which alleges that Doulos used a borrowed pickup truck to move the body of his estranged wife. His new girlfriend helped him move the body and also confessed to detectives that Jennifer's body was in the truck at some point. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is looking forward to crafting a big trade deal with Great Britain after Brexit is resolved. Hosting Pence in London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it would be fantastic to deepen the economic ties with the United States. The nation's private payrolls grew a lot more last month than analysts expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Thursday morning report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created last month. That's well above the 140,000 that many Wall Street analysts had predicted. It also goes against the notion that the nation's economy is moving towards a recession soon. The government's jobs report is released on Friday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is releasing a memoir about her time at the White House under President Trump. The book is slated for publication in the fall of 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
NTSB investigators have begun interviewing witnesses for a preliminary report on the deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California on Monday. The captain and four crew members were the only survivors of the fire that killed 34 people. Ken Curtis is a dive boat owner. He joins Fox News and shares how he believes this fire may have started.
There was no explosion that they think started the whole thing. So now you might look at, is it something electrical? Could there have been some short in a generator? Could there have been some short somewhere else? We know that as divers, we're carrying cameras and stuff like that that have rechargeable batteries. Is there an issue with any of these rechargers? Is it something as simple as a small camera battery being charged, you know, overnight while everybody's asleep, has a short, and that's what starts the fire? So the two questions that really we have right to get answered, and the diving community is very grateful that the NTSB is getting involved, because we know that there are going to be some answers, and that will be made public. So the two answers are not only how did this start, but why did this right seemingly spread so quickly?
Curtis continues.
This thing with 34 people dead is the equivalent of 7 or 8 years of fatalities all in one day.
Right. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.